Well, it looks like it's been 11 months or something like that since I last recorded. But I want something that I can embed into my website and is separate from my podcasts. All right, I want to rant about an app called Mailbox, an iOS app. These guys have been hyping the heck out of this thing for a while now, and now it's out. So you download the app, you install it, and you fire it up, and it says, wait in line. Wait in line. We're trying to get our servers ready to handle the capacity that it's going to be needed, all these people signing up. Do not hype your product so much, and do not allow people to download your app if they can't use it. It's just more hype. And I know some people had tweeted to their account, I have my mailbox reserved. Do you? And I checked my Twitter account, and I don't see that I tweeted that, but it made me mad because I thought, hey, they're auto-tweeting on people's behalfs, generating even more hype while those people wait to even be able to use the app. Now, this is a Gmail app, so you're wondering maybe, why do they have to do anything for you to use it? Why wouldn't you just plug in your Gmail information and go? Well, they do things like, it has a new kind of inbox, what do you want to call it? The usage is a little different. It allows you to hide things and mark stuff as taken care of and mark stuff as, you know, show me again later and notifications and all that. So they have stuff going through their own server, which really to me means your mail isn't just going through Gmail. It's also going through their server, so you need to take that into account. And it's just annoying because now you have to wait for them to decide their servers are ready before you can use your, guess what, Gmail, which has been around forever. I mean, it just is enough to make you want to punch somebody. I recommend nobody use these guys. The hype has been overwhelming. They've been blabbing about this since way before it was ready. And now that it's ready, it's not ready. Hello? Guys, don't let people download your app until your server is ready. You people are idiots. It's just poor form. It's just hype to the ultimate. It's just selfish, blatant hype so that they can get all the publicity and try to build some demand. They're just trying to build demand. But I'm not the only guy who thinks they're a bunch of idiots who should be punched. I saw some other people commenting how no matter how good the app was, they've determined that they're going to hate it and not use it because it pissed them off. And I agree. That's the attitude to take. I don't care how good your crappy app is. I don't like you. You have to like people you do business with. You have to like the way they do things. You have to like their integrity or, you know, values. And if you don't, and it seems like they're just trying to do things in a stupid, presumptuous way, which a lot, let's face it, a lot of social media / service companies these days do things in a very presumptuous way, like they're doing you a favor by existing. Well, a lot of these guys think they are doing the world a favor by existing, when really what they're doing is nothing revolutionary at all. It's just more software that can be produced in a few weeks in an empty warehouse in San Francisco. You know, I realize the world runs on software, but I work for a company that spends billions of dollars on manufacturing plants, and we make stuff. So when I see guys coming out with yet another similar service to something that other people are doing and then hyping the heck out of it and acting like it's going to revolutionize the world, it's like whatever. And then when they just play these kind of games on top of it, it really makes me want to kick somebody in a place where they won't be standing up afterwards. I don't know. Maybe I'm being too crabby. But anyway, that's why this is going on my personal website, not my podcast. But I am in a podcast about this on Pocket Size Podcast. And I'm sure I'll rant about it on Not Speeding in Reverse. I don't know. I just don't like these guys. Everything they've done so far has annoyed me. And I don't want to like their app now, even if it's good. I really don't.